Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
If you want to get in touch with us as well with issues from where you are around the country, but we know these status red wind warnings are coming later tonight for 7 counties in Storm Dara and orange alerts right across the country this evening and into the early hours of tomorrow. The counties affected by the red warning: Clare, Galway, Mayo, Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo in the west of the country and Wicklow in the southeast. And Met Éireann brought forward the status red warnings by 1 hour in those 6 western counties, now coming into effect at 9 o'clock this evening. So do take care, please. The Office of Emergency Planning has advised people against travelling in areas where a status red weather alert will be in place. And in a moment, I'll be joined by Keith Leonard, Director of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. But first, I want to take a quick look around the country to see how services are preparing for Storm Dara. And we're going to Leitrim first and to Justin Fannin, the Acting Director of Planning and Infrastructural Services with Leitrim County Council. Justin, thanks very much for joining us on Drive Time.
No problem, John.
How are things looking in Leitrim, will you tell me?
Well, currently we're still in a yellow status warning, so the situation on the ground is fairly stable with relatively strong winds and medium rainfall. So at the moment, I'm not aware of any call-outs as a result of Storm Dara. But we'll be moving to an orange warning at 8 o'clock, and then from 9 o'clock we're into a red warning. So,
and how do you prepare for that, Justin? So tell me about what you're expecting or how you can be prepared.
Well, we've had 2 meetings of our sphere weather action team already today at 9 o'clock this morning when we thought it was an orange event. And then as we moved to a red event, 2 o'clock, we had another meeting. What we anticipate is, as was indicated at the weather forecast, fallen trees. The wind direction is different, I understand, from recent storms. So there's potential for some trees that didn't come down, maybe to come down this time, damage to power lines, structural damage, and flooding. So we've, as I say, we had our SWAT teams, our severe weather team meeting, and all our engineers and response crews have been communicated with and are ready to respond, subject to being safe. So we anticipate from 10 to 3 p.m. or 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Our crews will be stood down during the red event, but up until then and thereafter, our crews will be responding, subject to dynamic risk assessments when it's safe to do so. And of course, our fire service will be responding throughout the red event where there's a risk to life.
Well, let's hope that lives will be safe tonight. And I know your advice and everyone else's would be to stay safe and to stay in if they can in those red areas. It sounds like it could be a busy morning ahead as well, Justin. So we wish you and your crews all the very best there in Leitrim County Council. Thanks to Justin Fannin there. We'll head for Donegal, and Brian Cannon is Director of Services for Roads and Transportation in Donegal County Council. Good evening, Brian.
Good evening, John. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are conditions in Donegal right now?
Yeah, we've had a very wet and blustery afternoon so far in Donegal, with numerous reports of spot flooding along the road network, making driving conditions hazardous. And the public are advised never to drive through flooded roads, as the depth of water can be deceiving. Our teams within the road service, the fire service, civil defence and others have spent the day responding to these various issues, but also making preparations ahead of the significant impacts that Storm Dara is expected to bring. It's going to be quite a prolonged wind and rain event, peaking between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. tonight when the red wind warning comes into effect. But John, the public really needs to be aware there's significant impacts right across the next 18 to 20 hours. And just because the red warning has passed, that the danger is still there. It's likely we'll have fallen trees, debris, utility lines along our road network. And the public is reminded that with fallen trees, they could have brought electricity wires down with them, which will pose a risk to life. And Donegal being a very long coastal county with a very long coastline, potential for tidal flooding in some coastal areas, as well as very dangerous conditions along these coastal areas for the duration of Storm Dara.
And used to stormy conditions, I might say, in Donegal. It's beautiful coastal county, obviously, but red warnings are that bit more significant, obviously, Brian, very serious.
Absolutely, and the national advice is during the duration of the red warning not to be travelling. But I would add to that, in that, you know, the public needs to be very careful right now for the next 18 to 20 hours, because conditions are treacherous out there. We're already seeing the impacts across Donegal and I'm sure other counties. So just feet up in front of the fire this evening, John.
It sounds good, and take that as a warning, everyone. It sounds like people won't get to put their feet up, though, for yourselves, perhaps tomorrow morning, Brian.
Absolutely not. Our crews will be out from first light tomorrow, responding to the various impacts. As Justin and Leitrim had said, during the course of the red warning, our crews will be withdrawn back to base, back home, just given the significant safety impacts, unless there's a risk to life. But tomorrow morning, they'll be back out clearing up. I'm expecting clearing roads from fallen trees and dealing with some flood response issues as well.
Well done to all your crew. So I wish you well and a safe weekend. Brian, thanks very much for the sound advice there. Brian Cannon there, Director of Services for Roads and Transportation in Donegal County Council. And below him in Sligo, Emer Concannon is Director of Services and Infrastructure with Sligo County Council. Emer, thanks for joining us too. Describe the scene to me in Sligo. Can you feel the wind picking up there?
Thank you, John. We certainly can. We're currently in the middle of two yellow weather warnings here in Sligo, one for rain and one for wind. And we certainly expect the winds to get an awful lot stronger as the evening progresses. We can see it even already. So as per Donegal and Leitrim, the orange warning is coming into effect at 8 o'clock and the red warning is coming into effect at 10 o'clock. So our crews have been preparing all day. They're ready to deal with the impact of the storm, which is likely to be the morning. I think we just need to really again warn the public. I don't think we can warn the public enough not to travel during the periods of red warnings. There are wind speeds of up to 124 kilometres per hour, gusts of 124 kilometres per hour that are predicted during the red warning. And indeed, during the orange warning, there are gusts of up to 95 kilometres per hour predicted. So it's very, very dangerous out there. So there certainly will be dangerous driving conditions during the orange and the red warning conditions. There's certainly potential for fallen trees, damaged power lines, structural damage, and as Brian mentioned, the coast as well. The coast is very vulnerable. High tide this evening is at about 9:30, and we would really urge the public to stay away from the coast at high tide and for the couple of hours either side of high tide.
I was just going
Similar
to ask you, Emer,
morning.
Sorry to cut across you. You're in a beautiful place. There's some beautiful coast for Brian in Donegal, for yourself in Sligo. I live and enjoy the beautiful coast in County Clare as well. There's a temptation for some people to go and have a look close to the coast or to spot those waves. You're asking them not to.
It is, absolutely. And we have some beautiful coastlines and beautiful promenades that you can see, and you're right there beside it. But the wave overtopping is extremely, extremely dangerous. And the public just might not realise just how far the wave can come in on the promenades. Mm-hmm. And therefore, again, high tide this evening between about 9:30 and 10, and an hour or two either side of that will be particularly dangerous. So please, please stay away from the coast during that time.
Thanks for your advice, Emer, and good luck to all your crews over the weekend. Sorry, did you want to say one more thing briefly there?
I was just going to say two more things, just
sure,
to let people know that there are no bus errand services or local link services in Sligo from during the red warning. So I'm sure people are preparing to go out for their Christmas parties, but from 10 o'clock this evening, there'll be no public transport available. And just lastly, that Sligo County Council's social media will have updates regarding the impact of the storm as it progresses.
Emer, thanks so much for talking to us. Emer Concannon there in Sligo County Council, and I hope all of your crews stay safe this weekend, and indeed the public take heed as well. We heard about cancelled Christmas parties indeed there in Mayo earlier on, so that's a reality for some people too, because they're being encouraged and urged, do not travel in the red alert times. Let's get an update on the water supply around the country as well. Margaret Attridge is Head of Operations with Uisce Éireann. Margaret, are you anticipating an impact on water supplies because of Storm Dara?
Yes, John, we are. Given the severity of the storm and the strong winds that are expected, it's likely that electricity supplies will be impacted, and that will be the impact on our water supplies because we won't have power to operate the treatment plants or our pumping stations to get water out to customers. So no different to what you've heard there from Sligo, Donegal and Leitrim. We have our emergency management team that was stood up today. And our teams will be monitoring supplies throughout the night, and we have our crews on standby, and as soon as it is safe to do so, our crews will be mobilised out to the affected areas to get water supply back to customers as quickly as possible. Now, in these events, we do work very closely with the ESB to prioritise the ESB returning power supplies in areas where customers are without both power and water.
It can be a really difficult time for people. I think a lot of people underestimate it when maybe they're not in the more exposed areas of the country or rural areas where they lose not only power but water. So there could be a big operation tomorrow and through the weekend to try to restore that.
Absolutely, yes. And if people are looking for updates on water outages in their area, they can go to our website, www.water.ie, and you can get an update there. But also on our website, there is a facility to sign in for a text alert. So all you have to do is provide your phone number and your air code, and we'll send you a text alert that will give you any information on water outage in your area or provide updates throughout the day. Now, what we've been doing here throughout the day with our emergency management team is getting ready.
Okay.
We've been getting our generators running on site, so should power go out, we can get a generator running to bring supply back in as quickly as possible or get a generator out to site. But we've also been filling our reservoirs. We can maximise our storage. So if a treatment plant goes down, we'll keep supply going for as long as possible. But what we're asking the public to do is to also conserve water on the customer side. So like if people could kind of put off, if they don't have power, they won't be able to run their appliances. But, you know,
maybe leave the baths for one night.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and just conserve your water so we can keep water going to for essential purposes tomorrow as long as possible.
Margaret, thanks very much for joining us. Margaret Attridge, their head of water operations with Uisce Éireann. And she mentioned ESB networks as well. They're highlighting the dangers that will be posed by fallen live wires. They're advising the public and emergency services to stay away from these fallen cables and to report them immediately. ESB emergency services are on 1-800-372-999. And as always, there could be power outages, powercheck.ie. Maura in County Down says, John, the weather is wild here in County Down as well. Well, we know in the north and right throughout the west and in Wicklow, indeed, those red warnings are coming. And for more, I'm joined by Keith Leonard, Director of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. Keith, thanks for joining us on Drive Time this evening. You met this evening to discuss the latest and the planned response to Storm Dara and these red alerts. So what are you saying to the public now?
Indeed we did, John. And look, at the key message to the public is no matter where you are in the country this evening and tomorrow, you know, take care and be very cognizant of your local weather conditions. You've heard from my colleagues and the local authorities across the Western Seaboard there of very dangerous conditions in those red areas. And the message is simple enough there. Shelter in place for the duration of those red level warnings. But across the country tonight and early tomorrow, difficult conditions. There's going to be trees down across the country. So really, just take care and be very aware of your local conditions.
You mentioned the authorities, and fair play to them because they all have their plans in place. They're used to these storms along the West Coast in particular, in Wicklow as well, affected by these red zone. But we know there are orange alerts right across the country, and we know in recent weather warnings as well, there might be other counties who are surprised by the impact of some of these strong and sudden gusts. They're well used to dealing with storms. This is a red one, though, as Joanna Donnelly in Met Éireann was telling us earlier, and we need to remember just how serious that is.
Absolutely. And like, we had all local authorities on our meeting yesterday and today with all the key national agencies and departments. So everybody is well appraised now of the oncoming conditions. But it's for the public now, particularly people who are out using the roads. And also tomorrow during the recovery, there may be people who are tempted to get up on ladders to check their roofs, or people who haven't taken a chainsaw out in a while take it out. you know, very dangerous. Working at heights is a skilled operation. Mm-hmm. Advise people tomorrow to be very careful. Often some of the worst accidents and injuries happen following from the storm.
And very briefly and finally, Keith, we heard from David in the Road Safety Authority in Mayo earlier on. They were cancelling their Christmas party, and a lot of people might have plans tonight, those who aren't staying in for the toy show. Are you asking people not to go out?
Well, look, we're advising people who are planning for their Christmas night out just to be aware of the local forecast, you know, be aware of their public transport options, and just take note cognizance that if you do go out, that there will be a transport option to get you back home. But if you can put off your arrangements until next weekend or during the week, it'd probably be advisable at this stage.
Keith, thank you very much for joining us there. Keith Leonard, the director of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. Stay tuned to RTE News and online right across this evening and over tonight and into the weekend as well, because we'll have all the latest from those services and from Met Éireann and more to come on this programme as well. It's 0870 32 32 32 on WhatsApp if you want to get in touch.